We're speaking now to the Minister of Finance, Pravin Gordhan. He's in Davos at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, asking the question, what is our message as South Africa at a time when our economy is under some serious pressure? You would have heard in the news the IMF cutting the economic outlook for South Africa by almost half to less than 1% for 2016. That three-day World Economic Forum meeting taking place loosely around the theme of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. While leaders are expected to also discuss worldwide crises such as the oil glut and a Chinese economic slowdown. So let's speak to the Minister of Finance, Pravin Gordhan. Minister, thanks for your time this evening. Let's maybe start with your reaction to the IMF cutting our economic growth forecast to 0.7% for this year.
Good evening, Siki, and good evening to your listeners. Well, that's part of the trend that the global and emerging market economies in particular, but others as well, have been following for some time, where the IMF has been, in the face of very difficult circumstances, forced to consistently lower its forecasts. But remember, these are forecasts. And the response is clearly we take note of it. Secondly, we might have slightly different numbers because of our own modeling. And thirdly, the issue is not really how bad things are, but how can we make it better? And it's in this regard that the Davos delegation met last Friday under the chairpersonship of the president, including large numbers of business people and the government's representatives. And our message, as you were indicating in your introductory remarks, is clearly that South Africa has a lot going for it. Its business infrastructure is world-class. We are on top of the competitiveness index in many respects, the stock exchange, our financial system, our legal system, and of course we are at the bottom of the index in other respects as well that we need to tackle. So in a very tough situation like this, we've got to tighten our belts, make sure that we moderate what we intend to do on the one hand, and on the other hand, work with labor, business, and ourselves to find some creative answers to the question of growth and investment in South Africa.
And will that still be premised on the National Development Plan? Because since its development, it's been really the blueprint that the South African delegation presents at Davos to say this is how we want to structure our society. This is these are our goals, our targets. This is what we want to do. But one gets the sense that it's almost an international message and there is very little local implementation.
No, there is. If you remember, for some years now, in the budget documentation, you will find references to the NDP and how concrete programs within government are being funded at the moment. So the NDP is not really sitting on the shelf only. I think we need to focus our minds better, and we need to ask ourselves some tough questions about our weaknesses on the implementation front. But above all, we've got to create a better level of trust and confidence amongst the business sector, which controls a large part of our economy. And on the government side, we need to look harder at what we can do to facilitate their investment.
You mentioned ahead of the Davos gathering, of course, you met up as government with the business leaders. It is all about consensus building. Is labor part of those conversations? Because as you said, it needs to be all the role players participating.
Well, the Davos delegation, I think, doesn't have too many, if any, labor representatives. But there are other initiatives that government will be taking, which the president will address in the State of the Nation address. To ensure that we work as one team, South Africa. And it's quite important for us to realize that the environment globally, as is reflected in those IMF numbers, secondly, the attitude and approach to emerging markets, which vacillates quite a lot in the post-2009 period, it's emerging markets, the big ones in particular, that spent billions, if not trillions of dollars as a total in providing stimulus to the economies to make sure global growth didn't reach proportions where we would have a global depression. And now developed countries are picking up growth in some instances. Others are still modestly above zero. The emerging markets find themselves in difficulty because of the commodity situation and other pressures that they face. But we'll come out of it. These things don't last forever, so we've got to prepare for better times, batten down the hatches, and work as a team.
I mentioned that the theme for this year's Davos meeting is around the fourth industrial revolution, speaking to how we're confronting a more complex and incredibly interconnected world. How are we as South Africa doing that, Minister?
Well, you know, we are the most sophisticated industrial nation on the African continent. We mustn't forget that despite our difficulties and the exclusion of large numbers of people from our economy, even in 21 years after democracy, which is another issue that we've got to deal with as South Africans. Secondly, there are investment flows that are taking place, which the DTI manages and interacts with. And factories are being built, jobs are being created. What we need to do is to increase the scale. And thirdly, and far more importantly, is to get a deeper commitment to research and development, and in particular innovation, in creating products of the world, and in particular Africa, requires as well. There's a downside to some of the technological emphasis in the so-called fourth revolution, because many developed countries are seeing structural unemployment. In other words, they have unemployable people. They have a situation where robots and machines and computers are running production systems as opposed to people, which means that in the next 10, 20 years, we will have some of the global economic journals have been pointing out, we could have serious difficulties in providing wages as a livelihood for the majority of our people. But I imagine these are the pros and cons that will be discussed at Davos in the midst of looking at the current crisis and finding new answers to the challenge of inclusive growth.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
That's the Minister of Finance here in South Africa, Pravin Gordhan, speaking to us from the ski resort Davos in Switzerland ahead of the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with Moneyweb. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.